pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Erie County Water Authority, meeting of February 7th, 2019. Commissioner Jones.
Present.
Commissioner Kearney.
Here.
Chairman Shett.
Here.
Reading of the minutes.
Mr. Secretary, before we start the reading, I would like, because there are some people who will hear this audio for the first time and realize that we have someone else in the room, and I'd like to welcome John Mai as our new executive director. John, how are you?
Very good.
All right. Do you want to, because we are recording, so to speak, for posterity, to say anything in your very first meeting?
I would. First of all, I would like to thank the commissioners for their vote of confidence in me and in their selecting me to be the next executive director of the Erie County Water Authority. In the last 3 days, starting here on Monday, I've had the opportunity over that day to meet a number of staff, many of which are in the room here, as well as others, both here in the headquarter office downtown Buffalo at the Ellicott Square building, as well as out at the Service Center on Union Road. And I am looking forward to a great team. I think that the service that Erie County Water provides, the ratepayers in Erie County is great, and that this is just another step forward in having a good leader. I hope to be as an exemplary leader for this group of people. And I thank you very much for asking me to just say a few things. Looking
thank
forward
you very
to
much.
It.
Now, we're not always very entertaining and sometimes kind of boring for the meetings, but so bear with us.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Jerry.
Okay. Jerry, go ahead.
We can change that.
Yes. You write the jokes, I'll tell them.
Reading of the minutes.
Let me just say it's going to be very difficult for me to talk.
So I'll move to waive the reading of the minutes.
These motions, I'm going to ask Commissioner Jones.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor? Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Okay. Motion carried.
Approval of the minutes.
I move to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Reports. Secretary, no report. Legal, no report. Fiscal, monthly fiscal report, December. Steve D'Amico.
You should all have a copy of the monthly financial report for December and for the year end of 2018. I'm going to start with revenues. Revenues for the month were greater than budget by $14,000. That's 0.2%. Year to date, we were greater than budget by $1,312,000, 1.7%. Our investment income for the month was greater than budget by $67,203%. For the year, we were greater than budget by $559,000. That's 143.3%. Our operating expense for the month was less than budget by $806,000, 17.6%. For the year, we were less than budget by $5,713,000, 11.6%. We had a net income for the month of $15,000, giving us a net income for the year of $17,108,000.
Steve, I've got a question.
Sure.
There were two items that show different variance in budget. One was the residential, one was the infrastructure. I was just curious, do we know, it's a very small number on the infrastructure, $69,000 relative to our total budget, but since we have that linked to the size of the pipes or the meters, do we happen to know what the particular reason why there's a variance there? I mean, did we have a few...
For the infrastructure?
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually, when I did the budget, I actually factored in Aurora, the town of Aurora, those accounts. We never got them.
Oh, okay.
So actually the growth in the customer base was actually a little higher because it would have been actually greater than probably that had it, you know, worked its way out.
Okay. I thought it had to be something obvious and just didn't.
I did in 19 as well, too, because we initially thought we were going to have them on board as of January 1st. But as we can see, that's not going to happen as well. So you'll see some variance again.
Okay.
I know the year-to-date came out on this, but on operating expenses, there's a large variance on the monthly salaries. Is that what, some kind of annual payment or?
That was an accounting adjustment. I mean, Karen, did like the.
Yeah, we had to make some adjustments in conjunction with the implementation of a new Government Accounting Standards Board 75. We had to accrue significant amount of sick time that retirees will be able to use to pay for their contributions in retirement. So that is the salaries and the fringes.
So it is a one-time adjustment.
It is a one-time adjustment,
in the annual
yes.
scheme of things, it kind of like a wash somewhere along the way.
Yep.
It sounds like GASB 75 had to be implemented this year.
It did.
It probably came in before you set the budget for 2018. Is that?
Yeah. We knew it was coming, but we really weren't clear when we did the budget on what all the impacts would be.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, we got the new valuation report from our actuary. It's going to be finalized, I hope, this week. So I'll be coming to the board probably at the next meeting to present that report and talk more about mm-hmm. the implications of the implementation of this particular GASB.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Operations. Lead and copper study 2019. Timeline, Sabrina Fiedler.
Good morning. As you see, I provided you the timeline. So I'm just going to go over a few main points and then your questions. Water Quality Department's been working with several other departments to kick off this project. Distribution, customer service, GIS, IT, legal, and the meter shop. We've been working towards pulling data from all available resources to identify homes that meet the EPA Tier 1 criteria for homes with lead solder. So far to date, we have a total of approximately 50 homes from the 2016 study, which are eligible to be used in the current study. And that's what the EPA mandates us to do, is to attempt to utilize
50 as opposed to 15?
50, yeah, 50.
Okay.
EPA wants us to use those residences again if they're still eligible and meet the criteria. So we'll be contacting those people. And in addition to that, we would like to double our study base to 100. So our plan is to contact, we have a list of 109 identified homes with lead services, to contact them to see if they would be interested in participating in this upcoming study. So I spoke with Margaret this morning about contacting these people and soliciting them for the study, and we discussed sending out letters to solicit this interest and solicit these people, and also perhaps do a media blitz and put information up on our website, educational information and study information to get these people to participate at no cost to them. We can discuss that further. So we would hope to get this started within the next month. We have to begin taking our samples in June of 2019 and have those samples done and completed by the end of August, approximately beginning of September. And then those samples have to be submitted to the laboratory and analyzed. And then within 10 days of us receiving those analysis, we have to notify the customer of their results via letter. And if they have levels that are above a certain level, then we have to give them education material on how to reduce their risk.
Under the rule, I think the issue that I've had is that I like to over-prepare, and so the sample is 50, and getting to the number to 100 is going to require, I think, more affirmative action by us. And my biggest concern is time. That is, I would like to see letters go out, an outreach, and frankly, if we have to move funds to maybe even have people go knock on their doors so people understand the purpose of the federal rule and why they're being asked to participate in this, so that we have that list, that we have a truly solid list weeks before we have to ever set up the actual sampling. So if you'll work with Margaret, with Mr. Mai and others to get that happen, I think that may be a more labor-intensive issue to make sure we can, you know for certain that these are the right homes to go to.
Yeah, when we were discussing it this morning, we thought that this also gives us an opportunity to put the authority in a real positive light with the media. 2, 4, and 7 in the Buffalo News, working with Brian Gould, working with our new executive director and with our new director of water quality. New faces, new direction, but more importantly, trying to get them on board, because as you know, if you watch 247, read the Buffalo News, this would be an opportunity that they can help us with our message as a public service and make it part of the media to say that we are actively looking for people who live in homes that are this age and in these areas. And if you're interested in having your water tested, it's no cost to you. The benefits of the information is invaluable, and that it would put us not only in a positive light, but if we get the information out quicker to the public, and then if we can work with our web people, we can have them go to our website and sign up. And then we can accept people based because they meet the criteria of where their homes are, the age of the homes, and we can get new sampling. And given the cost for sampling is so nominal, that maybe we can go way beyond the 100 mark and try to work in conjunction with the media to get the message out for the public.
I mean, I think that's the kind of goal we ought to get to, but what I'd like to do is force ourselves to put ourselves on benchmarks, like, you know, maybe not the next meeting, but the first meeting in March, to say, you know, we've written the letters and we've gotten this kind of response, because if we get a 5% response on our letters, we're going to have to do some more work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, but the media outreach could be something that in one day you might end up tripling the numbers that you can do calling based on letters. Yeah. The letter stuff is easy. Sabrina and I talked about that. We can have probably of that done by the beginning of next week. The letters, that here's the letters that would go out. But this next point, I think we've talked, if we sit down with the executive director, with Brian Gould, I'm telling you, I think we can design something, be up and running, and wow, the impact of people seeing on TV or reading in the Buffalo News and signing up could be.
I agree. Go ahead.
Before we go down that road, mm-hmm. I think what Chairman Shad is saying is right. Let's designate the people that are going to go out and do this. Let's designate the dates that we're going to have it done. Let's put everything in place. You know, we have the ability to alert the media. We have a complete inability to have anything having to do with how they present the material. And if history has told us anything, the Channel 2, Channel 4, and Channel 7, and the Buffalo News will put their own spin on this thing. So I'm not exactly enthused about inviting the Buffalo News or anyone else to be involved in a study that we don't know what the results are going to show. So, you know, we have to do this. We have to do this. You know, it's mandated for us to do this. I agree if you can get 100 people in. But, you know, we tend to move very slowly. And I think that's where I think Chairman Shad is right. We need to get this process going, and to start coordinating it around some media campaign is going to throw your timeline off 100%. So I'd rather get the hard dates, get the staff designated to do it. You know, identify your 100 homes. You know, you might send 50 letters to the 50 homes that did it in 2016 and discover that, you know, 20 of them have moved, changed, or died.
I mean, so. Historically, we've reached out by telephone, and we certainly are prepared to do that again if we, you know, with a list, at least for the 100 or 9 or so that we know for sure. You know, it's just you might get better response on the phone than a letter, or if you send letters, you know, we'd be happy to field the responses to those, or however we can.
And a phone call is a lot quicker.
Very much so. Yeah. We do have a list of 109, though, you're saying right now.
People we have a list of 109 Tier 1 sites.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we have the 24 service line sites
mm-hmm.
we
okay.
used in 2016.
Do we have a visual verification of everyone that is somebody's actually seen for sure?
That's my next comment. We have spoken with MeterShop, and our plan is to utilize MeterShop to actually go door-to-door to confirm the service lines into each of those homes. So nobody can be rejected later in the study.
So the timeline would be make the phone call, send their eyes out after the phone call is made.
Correct.
You know, that should all be done before April.
That's my plan. I'd like to start that now.
Yeah, the plan says March is our target, so that's, I'd like to keep you that if you can.
And just to be clear, you don't need board approval to do this. I'm asking. Okay.
No.
If it requires board approval, it's going to be somewhere down the road.
Get the plan in place, get our homework done, and then we go out with our press release.
Well, it's February. The phone call should be made in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
The media people should be out in the 2 weeks after that. You come back here in late March and you've got your list. Or you know you need more people. That's where Jerry's coming.
That's basically it, yeah. Okay, thank you very much.
Emergency declaration, get her done, Russ Stoll.
Just wanted to go over this. I think that the board individually is aware of this particular situation. I guess we had promised to follow the process that was in place and then advise the board members as it's occurring so you're aware of it, and then just sum up at the next meeting. So that's what we're doing, what I'm doing here. So we had a water main breakout in the town of Clarence on Goodrich Road. Was a fire hydrant and a T assembly involved in the break. Excavated down to see what was necessary to repair. Found that there was damage to the pipe itself. The pipe is an asbestos concrete pipe, and as with previous situations as this, our staff is not trained and certified to do the work we need to do to repair that. We reached out to the firm that we've used in the past, that being Gutter Done, and they're under contract, as I think I've stated prior, to remove our spoils at the service center, but they do have this expertise, and they were able to help us out as we had to deal with this emergency repair immediately, and we did such through the process that's been in place. So that's basically what this is, and we have the executed declaration of state of emergency for purchasing. I wanted to advise the board that we don't like having to do this. It's good to have the process. We are putting together right now a set of bid documents that we will come to you for approval to advertise, to have a contractor, you know, that addresses just this as a part of their scope of work. So we're not asking for, going through this process.
And when you say just this, you're talking about asbestos.
Asbestos, right. We have other, procedures in place. This is the one that, in the past, it was, we were lucky if it was one a year, and lucky, or however I'm going to say that. Now we've had several, within this. So we don't like to do it. We're in the process right now of writing that document up, and you'll see it shortly.
Thank you.
And we'll avoid this.
Have we ever evaluated the cost or viability of training some of our own people and getting them certified to do it internally?
Well, we are looking at that right now, looking at procedures that would be safe procedures, because you're talking about cutting asbestos pipe, and you've got dust and things in the air that we've got to be careful with, and then maybe alternative processes. I think we want to be able to do that if we absolutely have to, and I think it makes some sense. However, by having someone that has an extensive experience do it, limits our liability, puts our crews in a better, safe situation, keeps us away from the liability of having people in that area. So, we're looking at both. But I think
so
we need to be capable.
We don't run into it enough to be able to justify having somebody internally trained, and they wouldn't have the experience because of the lack of...
Right, exactly. And I would have said, probably 6 months ago, we hardly see these, but unfortunately, I think we've seen three of them in with the section 6 month period. But we have investigated that. We are actually moving forward with some training on that, because it would not be a good idea not to have our people trained. However, this is, using a contractor does control the liability a bit. Limits it to us. Thank you.
Formal contract extensions. Ferguson Electric, Muhlenberg Betts, Simmers Crane.
Thank you. Commissioners, this is just to advise you that these three contractors are within 5 or 6 months of having their contracts expire. And most of these contracts have a provision where they can we can extend the contract for 1 year. These are the three that are, again, up identified as up for either an extension for 1 year or, at the board's pleasure, we can go out and advertise for competitive bids for the same work and basically see what we get with those. By extending it 1 year, we continue to have the contract prices that were put together 2 years ago, so there may be a benefit to that. Again, there's no guarantee, you know, one way or the other. So just asking for some advice from the board if they would feel better if we went out and rebid these, or if there's a comfort level in going forward and just taking
so you're saying we'd be they'd be locked into the old rates?
The old rates for 1 year.
Margaret, you got a question?
Yeah, I did notice on the one for crane inspection, at least part of the package I have, I have the provisions of each of the contract, and you can look at the bottom of the page and know which project they line up to. But it says that has already expired, June 30th of 2018. So you can't really extend a contract that has already expired.
Yeah, I think we may have already extended that maybe one year, and we're looking at extending that another year. I would have to look at that, but if something's expired, we can move forward. But I believe we extended that one more year.
Yeah, it does say the 2 1-year terms. So I just wanted a question as to did it expire? Did we extend it a year? But we'll have to make sure that we've already extended it a year.
Yeah,
and this would be their second extension.
What's the value of these contracts?
They can be anywhere, million maybe in that range, depending on what the situation is, million and a half, when all said and done, pardon me, per year, some are less. So, yeah, if it's a two-year contract, it could be as much as a couple million, 2 to 3. Again, these are items that are sort of on call, so we make estimates on what we think it'll be, depending on what we truly need.
Okay, so the only one that we're not sure of is the one that the crane might have to be.
I believe that they've already been extended, so this will be their second extension.
And I
confirm that, certainly.
All right.
Yeah. That's a lower one. Yeah. Not an expensive one, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's a we have mandated requirements on cranes, so we're going to have a contractor.
Right.
But I think on that one, you ought to plan on getting an RFP together, and let's get that one done, and just confirm for us the other two.
Yeah. I would just need to see the resolution or something that extended it for 1 year, and then that particular contract says 2 1-year extensions. The other one says 1 1-year extension. So this one, if it was extended by the board before it expired last year, it still would have one more year it could be extended.
Right.
That's why I wanted to ask the question, because I didn't see that in there.
Right. And this, the crane, there's very few firms in the area, companies in the area that provide that, so it wouldn't be unusual to see them again anyway. But at any rate,
we can hold the price firm. I'm in favor of it. Okay.
Good catch. Thanks, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
GPS base station, town of Tonawanda, Rustall.
All right. So this is, I guess, to check in with the board, advise them of what we've been doing in the past, and see if they're willing to continue on. Back in 2006, and this is all in the memo I wrote, the authority bought some survey-grade GPS equipment, global positioning system equipment, basically survey equipment, to locate the various assets we have that are visible from the ground, valves, hydrants, and such, with a high degree of accuracy. We do that. We do that with our own staff. It's been, you know, really a great program and that we know exactly where everything is electronically and the rest, and it really gives us a very robust GIS mapping system. Part of the strength of the quality of the data is that we have our own base station, basically an electronic antenna, if you will, on the top of the service center building that provides very accurate survey data and allows us to correct and make, have better accuracy in our measurements that we do out in the field. We have had and have partnered with other municipal entities, including New York State Department of Transportation, Erie County Department of Environment Planning, as well as the Town of Amherst, City of Tonawanda, and the City of Buffalo over the last decade to allow them access to use the station for the same reason, to help them get better data, that type of thing, more accurate data. It's basically a cooperative arrangement between us and them. You know, we limit their use of the station and things like that, but allow them to have access to it. We also have access to a few other municipal stations that we kind of help us in that accuracy as well. So it's not unusual, it's a, kind of a nice thing. We've been asked by the Town of Tonawanda if we would be willing to provide the same type of access because they have equipment now. I'd like to have that ability. And so if the board, I guess I'm asking if the board want to continue that type of relationship and ask the Town of Tonawanda in. And we have an existing agreement which the legal department has a copy of, and may want to bury that, but the agreement is also attached. It kind of shows some of the items that we...
Russ, when you say access to, you're just talking about access to the data.
Yep.
They don't physically access the service center.
No, they don't touch it. They would be able to connect...
Their guys aren't on site.
No, not at all. It's basically connecting through an electronic means, and the, you know...
As long as Margaret thinks that this that we're protected
well,
here.
I think a couple of things. First of all, I do think this has to, it looks like all contracts, they have to be signed under our bylaws by the chair. I know we have entered into a similar arrangement you said with the New York State DOT.
Mm-hmm.
Did we have to enter into a contract with them?
I think it was similar to what we it was an agreement together. That basically said, yeah, you're allowed to use this. And I have an example of what we've done. And there's a kind of some limitations and things like that. And they have to sign off that they agree with the limitations.
From the legal department, two things. First of all, I do think this has to go through Tony, a risk manager, for the simple reason is because I don't know enough about the technology and their access to our system. Does that in any way compromise our system or anything like that? So I think we got to do it. I think Tony can look at that and maybe get some technical details. Mm-hmm. I think we'd like to look at any agreements we've entered into, like with the New York State DOT. Right. We can draft something quickly. We probably can have it to the board. When do they want to start doing this?
As soon as they're able.
I'm sure we can have it on the board's agenda by an agreement by, say, the March 7th meeting.
We may want to look at freshening the agreement with all of those entities, too.
Right.
I think that's what you're basically saying.
Well, except those are agreements of us using their equipment. I don't care if they're okay with us using their equipment. That's fine with us. But this is us using, having someone use our equipment. Right. So I'd like to see what DOT, because that's us using their equipment. And I think you said some of the other cities.
Yeah, I think the Town of Amherst, we have an agreement as well. So
has that all been signed by, like, the executive engineer?
In the past, it has. Yeah.
Okay.
And then that, you know, I'm just saying what we've done in the past. I would assume
in
that
the past,
somebody from the board would want to sign.
And are they ongoing agreements?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we provide.
Let's clean up the paperwork on that because there's the only other issue I have is that, you know, we have a cybersecurity obligations.
Right.
And I think we have to document who's responsible for what, and more importantly, somebody on the IT side has to tell us. Have we created a risk that we let people in and we're not verifying how big the risk is?
Yeah.
So, and I, you know, may need sign-offs and maybe all kinds of password issues. I don't know what it is, but I think we have to, that ought to be in the agreements. And going back to the agreements, you know, I think it's wonderful if we have cooperative agreements with agencies, towns, and we each save each other some money and effort. But we've got to know who's got the risk in the arrangement.
And what they have access to.
What they have access to.
Correct.
That's what Margaret's talking about.
Well, that's part of the risk.
It's a little scary.
Yeah.
It's really, they have access to an antenna, not to our data within our organization.
That's what hackers get, access to an antenna.
Yeah.
So, you know, absolutely the cyber risk and the rest of it is all a part of that concern. Yeah. And you know, it should be done right, IT and the rest of it, you know, so.
Yeah.
So we start with, if it's reasonable for the board to continue those
types of
arrangements.
Let's continue the discussion.
Make sure.
Get the legal, and then let's try to fix this one, and then let's get the other ones down. And then on the IT side, probably have to talk to Bob and IT.
Yeah.
Let's make sure this fits with the cybersecurity obligations we have, because I don't want to see the state comptroller say, well, why'd you do this?
Right.
You know,
putting an organization at risk.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay. Right, thank you. Thank you for consideration on that.
Human Resources, no report. Audit Committee, no report. Governance Committee, no report. Finance Committee, no report. Ethics Board, no report. Communication and bills. Item one, creation and or amendment of master purchase orders.
Move to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Item two, master purchase order releases, purchase orders, and purchase order amendments.
Move to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Item three, Warren Foyle.
We'll receive and file, and I assume that legal's following up on that
one.
Yes. Okay. At this point in our agenda is when persons wish to do so may address the authority. Looking about the room, I see a lot of familiar faces and no guests. So with that, Mr. Secretary, let's move on to unfinished business.
Unfinished business, there is none. New business, item four, authorization to advertise for bids for furnishing necessary labor and materials for the pickup, hauling, and disposal of aluminum-based residuals, zebra mussels, and other debris and waste located at different properties belonging to the Erie County Water Authority for 2 years from May 1st, 2019 through April 30th, 2020, project number 2019-00012.
Move to approve.
Just give a second.
I'll second.
Go ahead. Any discussion?
Item, it's through April 2021.
Yes. We've been doing these all on a 2 year cycle, correct? Yeah.
No,
did I misstate?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Item three, authorization to solicit requests for proposals for consulting engineering.
Item five.
Item five. Sorry. Authorization to solicit requests for proposals for consulting engineering services for the design and construction for raw water transmission main, Vandewater raw water to Vandewater treatment plant and routing study for delivered water transmission main, Vandewater treatment plant to Ball pump station, project number 2019-00011.
Move to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried.
Item six. Final approval of project with Candy Company, Inc. for emergency main repair contract, project number 2015-00031,
$21,444.45.
Move to approve.
Second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Item 7, authorization to refund service connection fee to Alliance Construction of Western New York, Inc., $2,000.
Move to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Vote. Motion carried.
Item 8, authorization to refund service connection fee to Karen McCormick, $2,000.
Move to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Item 9, ratification of installation of hydrants and valves and retirement of existing hydrants and valves various locations.
Move to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Item 10, members, officers, and employees required to file annual financial disclosure statements with the Erie County Board of Ethics.
Move to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? I just want to say thanks for the work on this. We're getting it wrapped up. I'm going to vote for it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carried.
Item 11, authorization to amend policy number 8, travel and training expenses, policy number 29, timekeeping and policy number 42, bereavement leave of the Erie County Water Authority's employment policies and procedures manual.
Move to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Again, thanks for the work on this. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carried.
Item 12, authorization for Leonard F. Kowalski, Sr., distribution engineer, Michael Hendages, production engineer, Scott Klubeck, pump mechanic, crew chief, and David Patton, senior production engineer, to attend the American Water Works Association, New York Section 2019, New York Water Event Conference in Sarasota Springs, New York.
Move to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carried.
Item 13, service connection work order list.
Move to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Adjournment?
Move to approve. Adjourn.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. We're adjourned. I want to thank you, Mr. Mai.
Thank you.
Wonderful first day.